Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture, one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, and ZB1 just announced what their light stick is going to look like. And it's quite interesting. It's like, remember when ITZY came out with their light stick and it was like a circle? Mm-hmm. It looks like a ring. It's a circle with a flower, and then the flower has a face on it. The ZB1 light stick.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's unique.
All right.
I like it.
I'm sure the... What is the fandom again? Fandom name? Do they have a fandom name yet?
I don't know. I forgot.
Well, there were a
lot of...
Sure
they do.
There were a lot of ZB1 fans at KCON, and I'm sure all of them are going to buy one.
Yes,
to be honest.
Including myself.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thanks, Ashley. Gabe, hello.
Hello, everybody. It's Gabe, and just wanted to remind everybody, now that we're in October, the month of Halloween, give Dreamcatcher a listen. You know, they have a nice spooky horror concept, and they're so on brand with your, you know, Halloween stuff. So just go check them out.
Just put it on the playlist at one of your Halloween parties and don't tell anyone. Just don't tell anyone. Just, you know, let's just do that.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that was like, I don't know if you guys sent it, but it was a tweet that was like, from BTS to Dreamcatcher. Like, here are the
yeah, Ashley
top,
sent that
like,
one.
Spooky Halloween things. Yeah, that was funny. I like that.
I don't really stereotype BTS with Halloween music, but okay.
I know. I don't either. But
I think
okay.
they would have, I think there's some songs that could be like spooky, you know, like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, maybe. Mm. I don't know.
Okay. Costumes, I guess? All right.
The stretch.
Anyways, thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode. We actually have a series that we're going to start up, which is Listener's Request. And on Instagram, we definitely do welcome all of our listeners to send in any topics that they'd like us to cover. And we are trying to address them on the podcast. So this time, Ashley, can you remind us who the user was that sent in this question?
Yes. The username is @upasna.
Okay, @upasna, thank you for sending in this question for us, or this topic. Upasna asks, hey you guys, what do you think, this emoji, about Twice Jiho's album? Do you all think that it underperformed? It wasn't really hyped internationally or in Korea, and it didn't seem like it did as well as Jiho's bandmate Nayeon's release, which they felt like it was like, you know, there was some expectation that it was going to be a breakthrough. Didn't seem like most people were interested. What do you guys think? If that also got me emoji. So we're going to cover this topic in this episode. So thank you again to the listener for sending in this request. And with that being said, Ashley is going to give us an overview of the two soloists in Twice and what they've done since starting their solo careers.
Yes. So before we get into the soloists, if you guys don't know who Twice is, I'll give you some information. They're a girl group under JYP, 9 members. They debuted on October 2015.
It's coming up.
Right. So we're recording on the 13th of October. In 7 days, it will be their 8-year anniversary. Wow. So they are established. They are, I would say, one of, if not the like biggest girl group in K-pop right now. Their discography is extensive. 3 studio albums, 12 mini albums. And if you are a listener of K-pop, you probably have heard at one point one of their iconic title tracks. They come back like 3 times a year. And
yeah, one of the many.
Yeah, one of the many, one of the few veterans that come back like so frequently. But you probably heard Fancy, Yes or Yes, What is Love, Dance the Night Away, Knock Knock, TT. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Cheer up.
Cheer up.
Talk that
Alcohol
talk.
free. I know. The feels.
So
It's
many
so good.
bangers.
I know. Twice has won in total 121 music show wins. So they are amazing. And in 2022, the center, so Nayeon, who is their lead vocalist, lead dancer, center, and face of the group, according to K-pop profiles, those are all of her positions. She released her debut album, debut solo album on July 10th, 2022. And it is titled I'm Nayeon, which is actually a play on her name because
Oh, right.
her full name is like her last name
Im.
is Im. So it's I'm Nayeon. Im Nayeon. It's self-titled. The title of her album is self-titled, and then the lead single is Pop. So her album, it was the first, she's the first of all the Twice members to go solo, and it was following their sold out American tour in early 2022. Twice also came out with a full-length album prior to that. So there was a lot of like hype around Twice leading up to her album release. The album performed very well. She topped the Circle album chart, which is formerly known as the Gaon Music chart. She peaked at number 7 on the US Billboard 200, making her the first South Korean soloist to enter the chart's top 10. So it performed really well. The album had 7 tracks, and the genre of the album is pop, R&B, and soft ballad. In the United States, it became it sold over 57,000 albums, like physical albums. And then, according to the Korea Music Content Association, it went certified 2X platinum, selling over 500,000 physical copies. So, lots of albums sold. I would say, I don't know how many total, but close to 600,000, at least from the numbers that I've collected. Let's see what else. Pop, which is her title album, it
Pedal track.
title track, it was described as a song that conjures classic Twice from the fun bubblegum beat to the addictive melody and cute lyrics. The song is about a bold declaration of confidence where the protagonist sings about her ability to capture her lover's heart with ease. And the whole thing is like bubblegum themed, even in her choreography.
Yeah, I tried to do it earlier. No one saw me, and I just like waved my hands like this.
Oh, I didn't realize what you were doing.
No, I just was like, I don't know how to do it, so.
Yeah. It's so good. I love it. The genre of this song is pop and bubblegum, and it takes inspiration from the sounds of second generation bubblegum K-pop. So it kind of had like a nostalgic K-pop feel to it. Pop was nominated as Song of the Year at the Circle Chart Music Awards, Best Digital Song at the Golden Disc Awards, and then at the MAMAs in 2022, Best Dance Performance by a Soloist and Song of the Year. They were all, she was all nominated, Pop was all nominated for these four awards, and she didn't, it didn't win any, but the fact that it was nominated for four awards is pretty big. And then lastly, it won 5 music show wins on Ikigayo M Countdown and Show Music Card. So, just to give you guys some background, it performed very well, and I think it was because, again, it was coming off like a full studio length album of Twice, a world tour of Twice, and so I'm sure there was like a lot of anticipation leading up to her debut. Next, we have Jiho, who is the Twice leader and main vocalist, which when I was looking this up, I didn't know that Jiho was the main vocalist, because isn't the main vocalist like the main person and then it's lead vocalist and then sub vocalist?
Can't remember if it's lead or main, or main and then lead.
Main vocalist usually gets like either the most lines or the most difficult parts.
I think she has
Oh.
like a stronger voice, like
Right.
than Nayeon, right? But
Does
Nayeon
it?
probably has more lines, but they're probably one and two, like depending on the song.
Right. Yeah. It's just interesting that she was characterized as like the main vocalist, because
Sure.
I would have thought that Nayeon is the main vocalist. But anyway, she is the Twice leader and main vocalist. She debuted with her extended play, her EP. So it's not a full length album, it's an EP on August 2023, so just 2 months ago, and it debuted at number 1 on the Circle album charts with 500,000 copies sold in its first week. And then Killing Me Good, which is her title track, charted in 5 countries, so it did pretty well. The album is titled Zone, which is a play on her name. So her nickname is or her name is Jiho, and her zone is a term created by combining Zo, which is like Kyo, like it's her Instagram nickname, I don't know, whatever, and then the word one, so Zo one zone, whatever. That's just it's a
Okay.
little bit of a stretch, but whatever. It's what it is. And it has 7 tracks, including her title track, and then 6 others that she assisted in writing and composing.
Cool.
The genre of the album is primarily R&B, so different than Jiho or Nayeon's, which is like pop, bubblegum. It's primarily R&B, and it incorporates dance pop, dance, and ballad production with some elements of Latin-inspired sounds and melodic ballads. So she's definitely trying to create a different sound for herself than what was released with Nayeon. The song Killing Me Good is an R&B song, R&B slash dance song, and it is characterized as like a mature and groovy concept. It has a dance number that's focused on showing quote unquote Jiho as herself. So there's a dance break in there. I would say that there isn't like a like point choreography like how there was in pop, Nayeon's pop. If it's not, at least if there is point choreography, it's not as like iconic or prominent as the, pop, pop, pop hand movements. The song Killing Me Good is about an ups and downs relationship that goes from beautiful beginnings to a bitter breakup. Jiho's partner makes her feel not only like a better person, but introduces her to new lovely things whenever they're around. And then at the end of the music video, they break up. Jiho rips off her shirt that her lover wears to reveal a black outfit resembling freedom from her lover. So, the song performed okay. She did the regular round, like promotion rounds on music shows, just like Nayeon did. the song Killing Me Good was nominated for Best Music at the FACT Music Awards in 2023, and it won one music show at Music Bank. I will say that although the music program awards, like that portion is complete, the music sh because her album was released this year, the award shows haven't happened yet. So like the winter award shows. So the Killing Me Good still might be nominated for, you know, Song of the Year, Best Solo Artist, things like that, but it's just hasn't happened yet. So we'll have to see how it plays out. But yeah.
Okay, I will put it to Gabe first. The question was, what happened to Jiho's debut? And I will leave it to Gabe to respond first.
Oh well, let me just do a comparison, just to summarize the comparison. Nayeon's song was nominated for four awards, like Song of the Year, Best Performance, Best Digital Song, and she won one to five music shows. And then Jiho was nominated for one award, and she could potentially be nominated for more in the future, and then she won one music sh show win. That's it.
Okay, Gabe, go ahead.
So I gave this some thought, and for me, I think the con so like when I think of Nayeon and her solo, it's like quintessentially Twice, right? Everyone really leans into their concept. And so for that, I
The
think it
brand
did.
that they've created for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And so for that, I think it did a lot. It did really well because the existing fan base kind of is already there for that kind of sound, right? With Jihyo's release, it's mo like the way I saw it, it was kind of like a. If you think about like Nayeon's stuff and then Yuju's solo from GFriend, she like falls somewhere in between those two, I think, in terms of like the music concept and everything. And then not having kind of that sort of sound in the Twice repertoire already that is like really popular with the fans, I think was a bit of a challenge. And then it's also just like that style of music is not as popular in general, to
That's
the Korean
true.
audience. Yeah. And so I was looking at the YouTube views and Nayeon's pop has like over 200 million.
Wow.
And then Jihyo's song has like 17, I think, right now. So it's not like it flopped.
17 million? That's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is pretty good for like a
Yeah,
soloist
it's pretty good
release.
for a soloist. It just didn't pop off, so to speak,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gabe.
And so as I was thinking more about this, I listened to the whole Jihyo album, and the whole thing was pretty much all the same sound, right? If you liked the R&B dance thing, like the whole album was really meant for you. But other than that, I don't think there was too much variety in what she was offering. So musically, that's what I see.
Yes. I mean, I pretty much agree with you, Gabe. I think the reason why Jihyo solo did not pop off as much is because she's actually doing something. Okay, I was just looking through Twice's discography again, and I think one of the criticisms of Twice, if we are being fair with them, is that they haven't shown different sides of them to the cre to the to their audiences because their audiences love this,
Right.
right? So not in spite of anything, because they have stuck with their guns and they've done the exact same thing for 8 years, which is different from other groups, because usually what other groups did is, or other groups do, even though they kind of have like a signature sound or two signature sounds, they show like they take risks, and I'm not saying that Twice didn't take risks, but other groups take really big risks and go from point A to point B
Right.
all the time. Like G Friend has their signature sound, but even they've done things like Apple. They've done things like Mago that aren't necessarily in their classical sound per se, right? So Twice has this create this created this discography for themselves that's simply bubblegum pop, and that is also what Nayeon did. So it just feels like it's a little bit more comprehensive. Like even though I didn't love the song Pop, for me it sounded a little bit cheesy, a little bit whatever, right? But was it catchy? Yes.
Yes.
Will I skip it? Probably not.
It's so
So,
good every time, especially the point choreography, like we can't think about the song without doing the pop pop pop.
you have to get a point choreography if you're a Twice member,
I
because
know.
every single like feel special, fancy.
Right.
What is love? Like, I'm just going off. I'm not even a huge once, and I know this, right?
Right.
So I think it's just tough for Jihyo because she does have a stronger voice than Nayeon. But I don't like the song was good, but like also the expectation for a Twice member is that it does pop off, and if it doesn't, it makes it feel even more jarring. So I think she did fine. It just wasn't like I don't think that we should expect every single comeback or even a solo debut to be a hit, because it's not going to be. And it's also incredibly hard for female soloists to really make it. Let's be real. How many female soloists can I think off the top of my head that actually like make a dent in K-pop currently? IU, Taeyeon? Those are just like the people that come up to mind.
And the soloists that do well come from very successful groups already,
Right.
with the
So it's
exception
tough.
of IU.
Yeah. So it's really tough. Yeah, Ashley, did you have any follow-up thoughts?
I do agree with both of you. She's trying to establish her own sound, and because it's different than what fans are used to, it will obviously not perform as well as what fans are used to. And as you were talking, Nathan, it kind of reminded me of BTS and their solo debuts right now. Right now everyone is trying to establish their own sound. And at least with all of the different BTS members and their releases, they're trying to create their own brand, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And for me, this Nayeon or this Jihyo release was similar to V's release.
Wait, Nayeon's was
No,
similar
I'm
to.
sorry, Jihyo's
Oh,
release was
okay, yes.
similar to V's release,
Right.
where it was so different than what the other members are doing and even what the group has previously done, that it was jarring. And I did like it because he is trying to establish his own sound, but it's not like a big Jungkook release, it's not like classic pop bop. So I feel for her. I don't think like Gabe said, it didn't underperform. It still did very well, and I think that it's a good song. For me, I really do enjoy Nayeon's release, but I also really enjoy Jihyo's album because my style of music is R&B. So there were a couple of songs on there, like the one that I wrote is titled Wishin'. What is the name of the song that I liked? I think it's called Wishing on Something. That song is really good. I recommend that once I figure out what the title of the song is. But yeah, it's hard.
So I had a follow-up thought from your BTS comment, Ashley, that even with the biggest two groups, two or three groups in the industry, no soloists are guaranteed anything at the end of the day. Because, I mean, we're seeing that as an example with V versus Jungkook, right? Just because you're V doesn't mean you're going to get, I mean, it's gotten positive reception, but it didn't pop off.
No.
Like armies that are, I don't want to go down this route. Not armies are that receptive to the song, first of all, let alone people outside of their fandom. Right?
Right.
So I think that's also what happened to Jihyo's release, which is, yeah, like it's clear that not all once is even paid attention to it, first of all. And second, that it wasn't all that well received in the same way that that pop was received, for example. Let's say like one other thing that I was thinking about is I think Nayeon debuted first, which is also more suspense because no Twice members had debuted before.
Right.
So I think that gives her a leg up. Like Taeyeon was the first one to really debut at a Girls' Generation. And that creates a lot of like suspense and like finally like the girl group of Korea like is putting out someone on their own, right? But I think Jihyo also debuted in a time where actually like Twice was kind of beginning to fade off just a little bit,
Yeah.
right? So I'm looking at their last like two, three, four releases, four comebacks, and they didn't pop off in Korea. Like Set Me Free didn't pop off this year. Talk That Talk kind of did, but not really in Korea. The Scientist didn't really pop off. Cry For Me didn't. I Can't Stop maybe did, but not really either.
Yeah, Twice has been
So,
doing a lot of English releases as well, so they're focusing a lot on Western audiences too.
right. So, I guess the feels is not on here, but oh, it says, oh, because it's under the English section. So, I mean, there was, she wasn't debuting at their peak, is what I'm trying to
Right.
say. Like, that's just objectively true. Like, if she debuted like after More and More in 2020, like I feel like that would have been a really good time. Like maybe a more ideal time versus when Twice is like the group as a group is trying to like fade off.
That's a good point.
We're not trying to fade off. I think by nature of being in the industry for 8 years, they have to start like putting the brakes on it just a little bit in their like out of their sanity.
Right. Yeah, so maybe this is more of a testing period for them, you know, they're trying to get more of a foothold in the Western hemisphere with their English releases. We have Momo, Sana, and what's her name? Mina's
Japanese
Japanese
unit,
subunit.
yes.
So they're testing a lot of new things right now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, ultimately, I think Jihyo did really well. It's just like not all soloists are going to be like 200 million views. Like, and I think that's okay.
Yeah.
With that being said, I will say one more hot take, hot talk related item. Which is, I also feel like, yes, Nayeon had a really good song. And I think that if anyone, she has broken out of this, I'm only in the group, right? But in general, I don't really see Twice members like individual careers. Like, I see them as a group.
Yeah.
I don't know about their solo activities. Like so
Right.
much. And it's really like if you're gonna come up with an album, like you need to have vocals to back it up. So I'm glad that Nayeon and Jiho have had their moment, and I think that they have just enough to pull off like an album for themselves, right? But at the end of the day, like Twice's vocals are not their strong suit, and I don't think they've ever been. Right. So like, what does a solo career look like for them? Like, I don't know.
That's a good point. Maybe there will be another subunit, you know? Because there's, I was looking up the popularity of each member because when I was researching this, I was thinking like maybe Nayeon is more popular than Jiho, and that's why her album popped off as well. Like I was just thinking of different factors. And based upon IG followers, which is the only like public way that I could have collected popularity, the order goes Momo at 13 million, then Chewy 12 million, Nayeon 11 million, Sana 11 million, then Jiho. So if we're looking at popularity, like Chewy is the second most popular member in Twice, and she hasn't come
That's that
out.
Miss Taiwan stuff.
Yeah, she hasn't come out with anything yet, but I also don't see her as like a solo artist. Like,
I don't know. I agree with you.
but maybe she could do like a subunit, you know, Chewy, Chaeyoung, Dahyun, Jonghyun. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying maybe JYP could give them the op. Well, now it's, I mean, it's not too late, but early on, like one and two people activities. In this really large group, where you can actually get lost,
Yeah.
right? In a lot of the group activities, may have helped out, or may have helped. Maybe not these two girls in particular, because I think we always knew that they were going to go solo
Yeah.
as the people that could sing the most quality, right? What about the rest of them?
I
They're
know.
going
If
to need work. They're going to need work too,
they
and they're
did,
not leaving for the military.
right. They did sign a new contract with JYP in
That is true.
2022. So they're gonna get work. It's just a matter of like, what is it?
I haven't seen them in any dramas.
Do they even act? I don't even.
Know. Can any of them act?
All K-pop idols can find acting work, is my theory.
You know, she could get a
That's true.
webtoon type of thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm not trying to like crap on him, but like EXO Sehun is in like a whole bunch of dramas, like in those like webtoon second tier K-drama type of shows,
Right.
right? Yeah, it can happen
Yes.
under a very big agency. Anyways, any other thought, final thoughts as we close up here?
I will. So I this was just me speculating, but in terms of like what's next for Nayeon and Jihyo,
Yeah, what's next?
what does JYP do with this information? Like he knows that Nayeon popped off, and he knows that Jihyo like rel like not did not objectively flop, but like in comparison to Nayeon, it like was not as good.
So
So like,
does he have Jiho do a poppy hit, a bubblegum hit?
I mean, maybe. I don't know if her voice would lend itself to that, but I
That's
like
true. Because she
they
does like
went
the
like,
high note belts, right? Generally.
Yeah.
yeah. But like, Nayeon usually does the like singing the actual co like. I feel like she does more singing. That's just my opinion. But like, what direct like. Are they gonna let Jihyo just keep doing this? Or are they gonna like make her change her concept? I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, listeners, let us know what you thought of Jihyo's debut and let us know what the future holds for these two soloists, and we'd love to engage in conversation with you. We are on Instagram at AdultTalkPod. Pod, P, please. Goodness, I can't get my L's right today. We are on Instagram at AdultTalkPod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you want another episode, a listener's request episode, feel free to leave us any content requests on Instagram or also on email, idletalkpod@gmail.com. And then we also have our content directory, idletalkpod.ooo.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, including playlists, song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews, as well as information about us. And it could be found in the description of our episodes here. And until next time, we'll talk to you all later, and we'll be back with another K-Pops episode. All right. Good night and goodbye.
Bye.